ABC Radio Australia.
After their latest meeting on the sidelines of the World Cup in Qatar, the Executive Committee of the Oceania Football Confederation has signed off on plans for a professional OFC league. The project has been in the works since 2019, but progress has been hampered by the pandemic. So now the aim is for the new competition to kick off in 2025. The hope is it will strengthen Oceania's prospects of qualifying two national teams for future World Cups. And President Gianni Infantino has told the OFC they can rely on FIFA's support for what he describes as a crucial venture. To find out more now, we're joined by Stephen Dillon, who's OFC's clubs and leagues manager. He joins us from Auckland. Stephen, good morning to you. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Thank you very much, Richard, and thank you for having us and taking an interest in the OFC Professional League.
So tell me a bit. At this stage, what does this league look like? Because certainly the talk in the recent past, and indeed I've interviewed John Caponato, president of the PNGFA and a member of the executive committee, about this once or twice. We were talking about professional leagues in a number of countries. Now it appears we're talking about an OFC single professional league. Have I got that right?
Absolutely, Richard. It's certainly evolved over the few years that we've been researching the project. One of the first considerations, of course, is the format of that competition. So through our leadership with our OFC product chairman, Mr. John Caponato, there's been various formats that we have looked at. So what he would have been alluding to would have been a version of that format that we were looking at the time. But as things stand, this would be a standalone professional competition, which would have involvement from many of our member associations across the Pacific. So, as you can imagine, establishing one new professional league will be challenging. So we're going to stick with the one and then make sure that the domestic national leagues from each of the member associations do have some link to that competition.
So could we look at something like an OFC Premier League, if you like? I mean, this would be the best of the best from around the Pacific, maybe established clubs or maybe new franchises coming in once you've decided on the model.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the intention of the league is to provide the best possible opportunities for not only players, but coaches and referees and administrators. So it would very much be set up to cater for, to the best of the best, if you like. What we would want to do is ensure that each of the member associations, they still maintain a strong domestic national league. And part of the remit that we've been given by our task force and the chairman is to ensure that those leagues do still stay strong across the region, and if not stronger. And then in terms of the entities or the club types that could participate in those, it could well be a mix. There will be some member associations who will have a club that is currently performing at a good level, both on and off the field, who may be able to make a transition into the professional league. There may also be member associations whereby they need to create new club entities, if you like, which then would be able to participate in that professional league as well. So the way in which it would be set up would be flexible and would allow for a number of club types. And of course, we'd need to make sure that they are then able to either participate back in their national domestic league or go into hibernation, if you like, during the regular amateur domestic season. So all of these things are still to be confirmed. But the task force that we've been working with are able to kind of show us the benefits of each of those different club types. So, yeah, very much still options open. We would love to see some of our existing clubs in the region go into that league. But if it needs to be that we need to create some new standalone club entities to participate, then we'll also be able to look at that as well.
So could there therefore be room for a composite team, say something equivalent to the Moana Pacifica setup in Super Rugby, where you bring in players from a number of countries?
Very much so. I mean, that could be each territory or member association, if you like, could have a composite team of some sort. The big thing is to ensure that we are nourishing and maintaining players and coaches from certainly each of those member associations and each of those territories. It very much could happen. What would be important then is that those players are able to play regularly throughout the rest of the year. So those players would need to be able to go back into their domestic amateur clubs, of course. There are some regulatory matters that we need to consider as well around the status of players once they are a professional player. There are certain stand-down periods under FIFA status and transfer of players before they can go back into their amateur domestic status. But yeah, there could well be an option for some composite teams in each of the member associations.
So it sounds to me whatever model is settled upon, it's going to be quite a juggling act to make it work, not least for the reasons you've just explained there. And of course, you do have to fit it in not just alongside the national domestic competitions that already exist, but also the OFC Champions League. So how will you manage to sort of separate the competitions out so that they don't overlap or at least not overlap too much?
Yes, the juggling act is very much real and has been part of our extensive research that we've taken now over the last few years. The key thing that drives a lot of the format and the eventual format will be the national domestic calendars. If you look across our 11 member associations and two associate members at the moment, there's lots of variance in terms of start date and stop dates, transfer windows, registration periods, etc. So we'll be doing some work with our member associations to refine those. We would then have to find a window whereby the professional league is able to have the minimal amount of impact on those domestic leagues. And then, as you mentioned, Richard, we've then got the OFC Champions League, which would remain. There's certainly no desire to have the professional league replace the Champions League. It would be in addition to. And that would allow for the amateur clubs across the region also to still maintain the opportunity to participate in the Champions League as well. That wouldn't be exclusively for the Pro League teams. So, yes, there's still some juggling with the calendar particularly. But we're confident that once the calendar is established for the next three, four, all through to 10 years, we'll be able to find some appropriate windows for not only the professional league, but also the Champions League as well for everybody else across the region.
And would this be a league that would be restricted entirely to players from the Pacific Island Nations, members of the OFC, or would you have room for guest players, international players coming in, maybe something along the lines of the A-League, which I know you've had involvement with in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. The key focus is to nourish, of course, the clubs and the member associations from within the Pacific. But if there are opportunities for players to come from overseas, you know, visa players, marquee players, those types, you know, that certainly is an option. We know it will be a very attractive proposition for players and coaches from across the world to play professionally in the Pacific and be part of what is going to be a very unique competition and spending time and playing and coaching in one of the most beautiful areas of the world. So, yeah, we certainly believe that that's an option. We certainly believe that that would also help commercially as well in terms of attracting sponsors, attracting attention to the region. But as I've alluded to, the key focus is ensuring that the players from the Pacific and the coaches from the Pacific are the ones that are the main beneficiaries of this league.
And on the broader issue of finance, I mean, clearly this is going to be a professional league and that will require money to make it work in more ways than one. FIFA, though, through their president Gianni Infantino, have pledged their support. So will there be money coming from FIFA to get this competition off the ground and sustain it at least in the early years?
Very much so. We had the FIFA president, Mr. Gianni Infantino, recently at the OFC Executive Committee meeting and the Congress. Express his support for the league in the region. We certainly know that commercially that will be a big challenge, but we're confident that through not only the direct support of FIFA, but the indirect support of FIFA and many other stakeholders across the world, we'll be able to attract additional much-needed commercial revenue for the league. There'll be some added expectation, of course, from the domestic market and the markets of each of the countries. We're more than confident that there'll be support from a number of agencies within each of those territories as well. We understand it will vary, but we're also not under the impression that it will be a professional league, but that the sums of money we're talking about, you know, will not be the equivalent of professional leagues in, say, Europe or Asia, for example. So it'll be on a much smaller and reduced scale. But the commercial side of this project has been a big focus recently because What we don't want to do, Richard, is to establish this new league, launch this new league when it does happen. And then after 1 or 2 or 3 years that it stops because there's no money left to fund that league. So financial sustainability, not only of the member associations, but of the clubs is a big focus. But we're more than confident that once the project is released in more detail and format is confirmed, et cetera, and the clubs are confirmed, that there'll be a willingness to support the league financially from many agencies across the Pacific and also across the world.
Well, it's something they've been yearning for in football circles across the Pacific for many years now. Let us hope it all comes to fruition. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning, explaining how everything stands. Good to have you on the programme.
You're very welcome, Richard. Thank you very much.
Stephen Dillon there, who's Oceania Football Confederation's clubs and leagues manager, explaining how that new OFC Pro League is designed to work. And fingers crossed it will kick off in 2025.